You know, I want to interject something for a moment here. I'm still on vacationing, but there's something that I'd like to mention that was not a part of the study, but I want you to give it some serious thought, some serious consideration, for real. Those of you who have a penchant, an inclination for becoming very vitriolic, malicious, hostile, when talking with people or even listening to broadcasts that where the person speaking espouse political worldviews different from your own, and hatred, vitriol, malice, hostility just pour out of you. And it can be seen in your facial expressions. You could hear it in your tone of voice as you speak about what it is that's just really irking you. You can hear it in the kinds of words you use to describe this member of the other party who you just resent and despise and hate so much. I'd like to encourage you to be sure to pick up no newspapers while you're on vacation. Stay away from the news. Don't have any conversations about politics whatsoever. Take a vacation. Vacation. I forgot I'm using this as a verb in this conversation. Vacation from hate. Just take a vacation from it. For whatever length of time you're vacationing, vacation from hate, hostility, malice. And just see if that is something that benefits you as well. All right, now, something else that can take place while we're vacationing. We can reset our body's operating system. Now, check this out. Vacations actually allow our bodies to reset and to be more present in the moment. Less burnout, higher energy, greater creativity, opportunities for employees to grow their skill sets while shouldering some of the workload when helping out with duties beyond their normal routines. You can help the body reset and be more present in the moment. And my guess is by allowing the body to be more present in the moment, our brains, which are parts of our bodies, and our minds can be more present in the moment. Then if you know, when you stop and think about it, do you find yourselves constantly thinking ahead about what else needs to be done after this meeting or after this subject that I'm working on now? Whatever it is that you're working on right now, you find your thoughts divided between that and what's to come. Even if you're in a conversation with someone, a social conversation, a family discussion, your mind is partly on that conversation and partly on what needs to be done. The next two or three things that need to be done after this conversation ends. Vacationing can help us be more present in the moment. That's a good thing to do. I want to encourage you. Consider doing that. Being more present in the moment so that we connect more intimately with those close to us. Now, how about this? People have vacation leave. Why do they choose not to take vacations? The vacation is not mandated, but it is offered. Why do people choose not to take vacations? Anxiety about the workload that will pile up while they're away. Fear that they'll miss out on something important. Concern that their absence will be perceived as a shortcoming. Fear that their boss might decide that they're not as essential to the operation as the boss had thought. Bosses, how many of you need to keep in mind what I've shared with you about productivity going up as employees vacation? Management should mandate that the employees use their paid leave. Management should mandate, is what some of these experts are saying. It boosts productivity. It re-energizes employees. It reduces burnout and improves morale. And improved morale is good for everyone. We know that improving the bottom line, you know, improving our profits is good. But how about improved morale? That's good too. Most of us would prefer to go to work knowing that we're looking forward to being there and that others who we work with are also looking forward to being there because we have such a camaraderie. We so thoroughly enjoy being with each other. High morale. We believe in the company. The leaders believe in us. And in these days of economic uncertainty, it is not wise to leave paid time on the table at the end of the year. So, I think that we're probably getting close to agreeing that vacationing is necessary. How long? How long is long enough? Even a four-night vacation is enough to lower stress and increase well-being that endures weeks after you return to the job. If all you can manage is a long weekend, it's worth the effort to unplug and disconnect from daily life. Worry ages a person, and vacations, whether around the globe or around the backyard fire pit, enable you to turn off the worry and allow your mind to shift into neutral. And that said, I do want to point this out. You take a 4 or 5 day vacation. You're thinking, okay, well, I'm game. I'm hip. I hear what you're saying. I need the vacation. I'm willing to do it. Even 5 days. But due to some circumstances, I'm really not able to take off. I just can't afford to fly several hours to such and such a place, such and such an island, wherever, and then spend money for the hotel and for the food. I can't afford to do that. Okay, I can dig it. What if you were to stay right there in your city? Or let's say consider traveling an hour away, driving 1 hour away to another city, and the cost of gas is all you have to deal with, and hanging out at a hotel 1 hour away. Or, if that's too much, what if you don't drive anywhere? Just go to a hotel for 5 days in the city where you live. Or, if that's too much, what if you were to stay right there in the city where you live and say maybe spend 3 days of those 5 days of a 5 day vacation in a hotel, the other 2 days at home, but chilling all 5 of those days? If necessary, spend all 5 days at home, unplugging, unplugged, just chilling and unwinding. Yes, indeed. Does us so much good. So let's do it, everybody. Let's vacation. Up next, some more motivation.